I listen with my mom all the time.
Because it's fun.
I love it.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
I listen with my mom all the time.
Because it's fun.
I love it.
Right now on UK Talk Radio, we're talking to Leah Sizemore about her fantastic book, The Scarlet Codebreaker. We'll find out what's in the book. It's a fantastic story. But Leah, let's take you back to the beginning. When did you first become interested in writing?
So I became interested in writing when I was 11 years old. I would write little short stories that I kept in a little notebook. And then I became interested in poetry. And then I've always been a big history fanatic. So when I was 14, I started writing a story about the French Revolution. And then I abandoned that project for this project. So I started writing this project when I was 15. And so ever since I was young, I've always been interested in writing.
And who or what has inspired you? So obviously you started at quite a young age. Where did the inspiration come from?
So the writer who inspired me the most, I think it would have to be J.K. Rowling. I've loved her books. She's a fantastic writer and she's just brilliant. She is a literature genius.
And quite an inspiring story when you think that she was struggling and just writing her books in coffee shops while she was working as well. So I'm sure a fantastic inspiration for you. So that's led you on to your book, The Scarlet Codebreaker. So it's a fascinating book. It's an interesting book. Tell us about the book.
So the book is about, so he's a young Russian soldier. His name's Ivan Mikhailovich, and he's about 19, and he's an orphan. He kind of raised himself, and he's a bit lost. And so while he's in St. Petersburg, he meets the Bolshevik party, the communists, and he meets a lot of key players like the Vladimir Lenin and Leon Trotsky, and they introduce him to the philosophy of Bolshevikism and communism, and the Bolsheviks become his family. And that's why he's so fiercely loyal to them, because they look out for each other. And so, and then he meets Anastasia Romanoff, and he starts to question his loyalty, and he starts to question his Bolshevik beliefs.
And this is set to a fantastic, an interesting time in history, communism. So tell us, how do you get into the mind, the thinking of your main character?
So I started doing it during my last year of high school when I took an economics class, and my economics teacher, she was teaching us about different belief systems like capitalism and communism and the free market. And that's when I first got interested in communism. So I just started reading about it and just doing my research so I could portray the characters accurately.
And you've used historical figures as well. So did you have to do, I imagine you had to do a fair amount of research on them?
Yes. So I did do research on Vladimir Lenin and his early life and how he went from schoolboy to communist leader. And then I did extensive research on the Romanov family. Like, I've read diaries and letters and memoirs of people who actually knew them and lived with them.
I mean, that must have been fascinating. I mean, you're really getting into the thinking of these people, aren't you? I would imagine when you're doing all this research, you must feel as if you're as close as you can get to them as any person ever has.
Yes, it does feel that way. I'm also really into psychology, and so I psychoanalyzed each of my characters.
And what would you like us to, you're very passionate about your book, you've done a lot of research on it, it's a fascinating book. What would you like us to take away from the book after we finish reading it?
So I think the big takeaway from the book would be that everyone in the story is hurting, and everyone in the story has a past and secrets that they would not like shared. And I mean, it's a story about love, and it's a story about betrayal, and it's a story about no matter how evil the world gets, there will always still be good people in the world.
That's a very positive message, isn't it? And I think I agree with you. No matter what evil is going on, there's always good people around. And where can we find your book? How can we purchase it?
So you can order it online. I know it's on barnesandnobles.com and Amazon and walmart.com.
Thank you, Leah. Talking today to Leah Sizemore about her book, The Scarlet Codebreaker. It may be listed as L.M. Sizemore. So just check that out. L.M. Sizemore. The book is called The Scarlet Codebreaker. It's been fantastic to talk to Leah. Don't forget to get hold of this awesome book. Today on UK